You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A suspect charged in the shooting death of a Chippewa Falls man in January has entered a not guilty plea. 18-year-old Damarian Stogner of Eau Claire is facing a variety of charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and endangering safety by reckless use of a firearm. Authorities say Stogner and the victim, 21-year-old Andre Simmons Jr., had an altercation before the shooting. Stogner allegedly told authorities Simmons had the gun and dropped it during the altercation before he picked it up and shot Simmons multiple times. The city of Prescott is asking area residents to participate in their bicycle and pedestrian planning study. According to a press release, the study is exploring safe trail and crossing options along the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 2935 corridor. Residents are invited to visit the project website to review news, early draft plans, and share their thoughts on the study. The city will also host a public input meeting on the study on Thursday at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Cedar Corporation is assisting the city in conducting the planning study. The city of Rice Lake has announced the oil recycling station on West Allen Street will be closed. The city council considered the future of the site this week and determined that the cost of relocating it was about twice as expensive as simply closing it. Officials say the oil recycling station was one of the largest in Wisconsin by volume and often had trouble with spills or people dumping chemicals they shouldn't. The city eventually decided to close the site and redirect residents looking to recycle their oil to the Barron County Waste Oil Collection Facility. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. Early in-person voting is officially underway in Wisconsin for the April 1st election. From now until March 30th, residents will be able to cast their ballots for the critical state Supreme Court and state superintendent elections. The April ballot will also feature a statewide referendum on whether a voter ID requirement should be added to the state constitution, as well as a number of local races and school referendums. Residents should check with their local clerk for information on when and where in-person early voting is available to them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. The Village of Fairchild will look to the community to decide how it will fund a new full-time police officer position. The department has been made up of part-time officers for years due to a constrained budget situation, and village officials have already decided that there will be a full-time officer again. The referendum will determine whether that position will be funded by taxpayers or if the village will need to seek an operated loan that would require interest payments down the line. The referendum will appear on the April 1st election ballot. Dunn County officials say the local food purchase assistance program has been canceled by the United States Department of Agriculture. They say the cancellation of the program will result in the loss of over $100,000 worth of fresh local produce, meat, and dairy. The program was also the primary resource for the Farmers Feed Dunn County program. County officials are asking community members to step up to fill in the gaps by sharing food from their own gardens, buying food from local farms, and donating to Stepping Stones. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley and her challenger Brittany Kinzer will both participate in a candidate forum this week ahead of the April 1st election. The virtual forum will be held online from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday and could be the only live forum to feature both candidates for the position. A link to the live forum is available online and a full recording will be available afterwards. The forum will be moderated by Dr. Kevin Lawrence Henry Jr., an associate professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through their income tax forms. According to a press release, Wisconsinites can make a donation to the DNR's Endangered Resources Fund on their tax forms, with the donations being matched and going directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or seeing population decline. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet, such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on 5 Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 31st. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a winter storm that's going to bring some heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday afternoon. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation with strong 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts, creating blowing snow into Wednesday evening. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.